Now, we've resorted to the good old-fashioned telephone. Yes, why not? So, we were about to talk about, Fevzi, we're going to talk about this sort of gathering of big brains from Apple this week.
Yeah, so they launched a whole bunch of new products. One of them is a new version of the iOS operating system software that goes in iPads and iPhones, and a load of updates to it. But taken together, it makes it one step closer to becoming replacement for Windows or Mac OS. So it's, iOS is kind of growing up and becoming more useful. So that's I think, big news, because that's the direction of travel eventually. I think that they may replace their Macs with an iOS-type operating system. A new product is called the HomePod, which is Amazon's version of Apple's version of Amazon's Echo, and it's a smart speaker, so it's got Siri built into it, which you might know from a smartphone. Arguably not as smart as Amazon's product, but the sound quality is very high-end. It also costs about twice as much, and it's designed to take on, for those that are familiar with sort of Sonos-type high-end, aspirational lifestyle speakers, that sort of thing. Expensive. And I think they've gone for the sound quality probably because they realise at the moment Siri is not as smart as its competitors.
Yes. Do you find the voice slightly annoying?
No.
No? If they brought out a version with a proper old-fashioned Berkshire accent, I think it would take off beautifully.
Well, you know, you do get different accents in different countries, of course. I mean, American Siri is different, and there is also male and female Siri, let's not forget. iPad Pros, new versions, 10.5-inch and 12.9-inch. The 10.5 is a new size. It replaces the 9.7-inch one, but what they've done is a 20% big screen inside an iPad, which is not really much bigger than the one it replaces. Also, much smoother scrolling, narrower bezels, and faster. Those are available now. They've updated MacBooks, MacBook Pros, their iMac, and they've released their most powerful Mac ever, called an iMac Pro.
Amazing. How much testing for this stuff do they do with their users, or do they just sort of sit in their ivory towers and just realize the improvements they have to make?
I don't know that they do a lot of testing. They do a lot of testing, but not necessarily with their users. Their approach has always been, we know best what you want. So this is it, and you will like it. And
I've worked with a few people like that in the past.
But they kind of lost their direction a bit. I think under Steve Jobs, that was true. It was it, and they didn't give you a whole bunch of options, and they just gave you a few well-focused, targeted products. Now, I feel that the range of products they have can be a little bit confusing, and they're trying to be all things to all people, as long as you've got a shed load of money, of course. So, I mean, this is encouraging because they've announced a lot of, almost all their products have been updated, and there's some new product categories. That has to be a good thing. But a lot of these products are pre-announcements. Some of them don't come till autumn or even the end of the year. And I kind of feel that they're doing that to try and make sure that they keep users' interests and try and stop them spending their money elsewhere. And in the past, they wouldn't have done that. They didn't used to announce things until they were available.
Yeah, interesting. What else has caught your eye this week, then?
In terms of Apple or generally?
More generally, yeah.
Goodness, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I've had my head spinning. They've launched all these new products. I've been going through all the new products and playing with them as much as I can. Just in terms of the Apple stuff, I think this HomePod is interesting. I think these sort of smart, artificially intelligent devices in our homes are the future. More than sitting at a computer, will eventually cease to be something with a keyboard that you sit at and do work, so much as everything in your home will be sort of smart enabled and connected together. They call it the Internet of Things, but this idea that your computer is something that is built into your home essentially, and that you can walk around the house talking to it, asking it to do things for you, remind you of things, and they're getting very smart. For example, Google's version of this, the Google Home device, it has the ability to not only answer your questions, but be preemptive. So, for example, because it knows, it can look in your calendar, it knows that you've got an appointment, say, at 3 o'clock, it knows your location because it's tracking your location, and it knows what the traffic is like on route. And it can actually say to you before you ask it, you know, Vernon, that appointment, you better leave for that now because the traffic on route's pretty bad. And don't forget, you've got to pick up the flowers on the way.
And incredible. I mean, this is the thing about technology. It's incredibly useful. It will change lives. But there's something slightly scary about it, isn't there?
Well, more than slightly. I mean, it actually changes our the concept of privacy. And there's always this balance between usefulness and convenience on one hand, and privacy and security on the other hand, and Apple tried to find the line between both, which is why, by the way, that Siri is not as smart as Google's offering, because Google's raison d'être is to amass as much information about you as it possibly can. You
know, loving the French accent, that's all I can say today. Fevzi, I'm so glad we got you in the end. That was the most important thing. Lovely to catch up with you again, and with Howard next Saturday. Thanks, Fevzi. Fevzi Turk out there, and he's from the free tech help website, gadgetdetective.com.